You're listening to Geekcast Radio on geekcastradio.com.
Can you turn yourself into a monster, spend every afternoon with super adventurers,
get the latest Drew Johnson,
watch 3 hours straight of Daffy Duck, make Dino your pen pal, help Dastardly find his stolen car, and win your own car just for helping, meet a new world premiere tune every single week, see your cat debut on TV, catch the latest in Japanimation,
get your very own Fizz,
and that's just what I could fit into this spot. It's no secret, bub, the Cartoon Network's the best place for cartoons.
The Cartoon Network gives you tunes day and night, but you still want more.
Give me more!
All right, you cartoon hogs! How about a 3-hour super chunk of one great toon star every Sunday? It's Super Chunk! Sundays at 4, only on the Cartoon Network.
Do you think skin is in?
Yeah!
Do you drive with your feet?
Yeah!
Do you like the sound of heavy rock? You're a Fredhead. Your appetite for modern Stone Age good times is bigger than a side of Bronto is. So grab your water buffalo hat and join Fred, Barney, and a dinosaur that thinks he's a dog for the Flintstones. Tonight at 8 on the Cartoon Network, where the stones rock.
Tonight on Toon Heads, all these toons want is a little shut-eye. Is that too much to ask? It's Insomnia Week on Toon Heads, tonight at midnight, only on the Cartoon Network.
Yeah?
Hey, Jason, turn on the Cartoon Network. G-Force is on.
Okay, Elroy, my boy, thanks for the tip. Hello, Betty.
Hi, Top Cat.
Turn on the Cartoon Network, little lady. You're missing Bugs and Zappy.
Oh, great, I'll get Wilma. Hello there, Vase, what are you doing?
Wrestling alligators. How about you?
Watching the Centurions on Cartoon Network. You gotta turn it on.
I know. The Cartoon Network is the best darn place for cartoons.
Look deep into the crystal ball and you will see the future. At exactly 9 tonight, you will experience this. It's the new world premiere tune on the Cartoon Network. Your future looks very bright.
Tonight at 6:30 on the Cartoon Network.
It's time for two stupid pet tips from the Cartoon Network's newest stars, two stupid dogs. One, never let your dog eat a can of Cut the Cheese canned cheese product. Two, watch Two Stupid Dogs Saturday at 7 and 11 on the world's only Cartoon Network.
It's time for Ask the World Toons. Tales of love and romance as only the Cartoon Network can tell them. Grace Bannon, adventurer, father figure, and all-around good sport. His life was a tapestry with one thread missing, till she walked in from the past, the distant past. With her homespun warmth and primitive charm, this barefoot Contessa knew how to light a man's fire. But there was a problem. Barney, no, this Barney, a jealous husband with no neck and eyes that refused to dilate. Grace topped his rival on all counts, charm, physique, and table manners. In the end, none of this mattered, for though her passion for Race was strong, Betty's loyalty was with her husband. And so, it was to a half-pipe in a loincloth that Race Bannon lost his one true love. A romance like that could only happen here on the Cartoon Network.
Oh my, what a battle! Did you see the way that jury pulled that dirty trick on Tom? And then Tom came back and tried to hit him with that thing, the Tom and Jerry Slam Fest.
Come on in,
Tell a friend, Gag Warehouse is magnificent.
For the best in new and used gags, come to Gag Warehouse's Summer Clearance Spectacular. Conveniently located on your TV, Sunday from 4 to 7, only on Cartoon Network.
Event where you affect the outcome. Wait for it. Only on Cartoon Network.
Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio Episode 11. I am your host, Steve G. and Mike, and no, Steve Megatron's not with us. He's actually working at the time that we're recording this. But joining me is Michael Powers from the lunch table. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Stop stealing my lunch, you bully.
Sorry. Stop coming by my table.
Get out of my cafeteria.
this is my corner.
You can have the corner, just give me the food. In this episode of GeekCast Radio, we are going to be talking about what I think is the decline of Cartoon Network. Now, when this thing first aired or first started up back in 1992 or whatever it was, which is kind of hard to believe it started that long ago.
I remember when it started, but that, yeah.
Yeah. It's had its ups and downs here recently, like the end of 2009, beginning of 2010. Oh, God. I can watch two cartoons on that network, which is Tom and Jerry, which everybody can watch Tom and Jerry, and the Superhero Squad show. Just, oh, my God. Their whole thing of CN Real, that pisses me off. They're a cartoon fucking network. You're not supposed to have reality crap on it.
Well, I think that started with Adult Swim, really.
Well, Adult Swim is anime, isn't it?
Well, no, not all of it. Adult Swim, in the beginning, was Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That's a cartoon, and, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. No, I'm saying they... it was about 2005 they actually were airing for a short while. They were airing Saved by the Bell.
Go ahead.
So there's a couple of other, like, you know, they dipped their big toe in the what can we put real TV on here and people will still watch. And then they kind of pushed the limits even further with Tim and Eric, which was basically flash animation done by taking pictures of real people and then making them look like blueprints. And then that was their acting. Then there was they brought over something from Britain. I can't remember what it's called. I'm trying to look for it right now. But I think it started with Adult Swim, and then it's kind of started trickling down into their real, you know, the actual cartoons.
Yeah, you know, I mean they've had great cartoons on there, like. Well, the top three I can think of is Johnny Bravo, Powerpuff Girls, and Dexter's Laboratory.
What about Justice League?
I'm saying as far as the actual studio original... League is part of Warner Brothers Animation, so, I mean, that's just something that they brought to the network. Shows like that. Shows like that are awesome. I'm not saying anything bad about Justice League or anything like that, but I'm talking about, like, the shows that they created for their network, like Powerpuff Girls is on there, Dexter's Lab.
Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack I never really get into, but okay. Courage the Cowardly Dog and just stuff like that. Honestly, I grew up a kid of the 80s. If cartoons weren't on, like, the big four or the big three, especially back in the early 80s before Fox even became a network, you know, if cartoons weren't on there, I didn't watch them. You know, there was no such thing as a cable in my house for the most part. I think the only cable channel we ever had as far as, like, a premium service was HBO, which, obviously, Fraggle Rock is awesome. What?
Yeah, no, Fraggle Rock. Totally agree with that.
But, you know, I never really paid attention to it, and then I started to, I think, 2005, 2006. I started paying attention to it again then when, oddly enough, I saw an episode of Justice League, and it was the episode in the unlimited version, the Once in Future Thing, Part 1 and Part 2, and it was actually a rerun. It was late 2006 after they actually ended the series, and it was already in syndication. It was just, I was like, wait, what's this? Because I knew of Batman the Animated Series. I vaguely knew of Superman the Animated Series. I knew of Batman Beyond because I saw it when it was on Kids WB and all that stuff. But I don't know what Cartoon Network is thinking nowadays.
I remember the first time I ever saw Cartoon Network, I remember hearing about it. It had to have been elementary school. Kids were talking about, oh, there's a cartoon channel. I remember just catching Centurions, Herculoid. God, I can't. So many more. I can't even think of them off the top of my head. I can't actually look at the list that's on the station. But I remember watching all that stuff and thinking it was like really great. And then it just kind of became a channel that we actually didn't get it in our house, because at the time it came out, we had Comcast cable, but we had, I don't know if you remember these old brown cable boxes that had like a mm-hmm. turn dial on them.
Yeah.
They only went to 36.
Oh yeah.
Here adults or Cartoon Network has always been channel 42.
Yeah. Here in Kentucky, it's always been 52.
So we were never able to watch it at home, but you know, it's whenever I went over to a friend's house or something, you'd throw it on. One of the big shows that I remember really getting into was The New Adventures of Johnny Quest.
Yeah, see, no. The only Johnny Quest show is the original Johnny Quest.
See, we got in this conversation a little while ago. I even then, I couldn't watch that. So like I have a problem watching Tom and Jerry for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. It's not that I don't like it. I just can't. It doesn't hold my attention at all. And I think it was just the beginning of Johnny, like the opening for Johnny Quest, which was just that little green dot, and then it opened up, and that was just too cool for me. So I remember just sitting around Friday night about 7, 8 o'clock or whenever it was on with all my friends, just waiting for it to come on. And then, you know, whatever, lost interest because I was a kid. I didn't really start actually watching it until they started up the Adult Swim, which was 2001, I think, which was just, 2001, which was, basically at the time just consisted of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, home movies, and a couple of, anime shows. And that was only, I think it was on Saturday and Sunday nights is when it originally was.
Yeah. Well, the home movies eventually became Sunday Night with the Flicks or whatever it is, where they show, like, I don't know, one of the Spider-Man movies or something like that.
Oh, no. Home movies is an actual TV show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. It's about three grade school kids that spend all their time making home movies, but they like write out scripts, and then you've got the director and the writer, and they film these, and they just have this massive collection. But each show is like, oh, we're going on hiatus this week. Oh, we're doing a casting call for this. Oh, we're going on strike. But it's like, you know, intermixed with all themselves. And the main character, Brendan, like takes it very seriously. Like the animation's kind of funky, but the humor in it was really funny. So
yeah, I think where Cartoon Network really lost me on the main thing was when Transformers Animated got canceled, and then they started promoting all this CN Real bullcrap. And you know, you could say what you wanted that it probably started with Adult Swim, but I don't know. It just doesn't jive with me. This is a channel in a company, because it's, I believe name of the company is the Cartoon Network Inc. or whatever it is, incorporated or whatever, I don't know. But it's one of those things where they just completely lost me as a viewer for the most part, because first of all, the cartoons they're showing now suck. They just do. It's just not my cup of tea as far as cartoons goes. I don't know. It's just weird. They should have never gotten rid of Toonami.
I don't think they had. I'm kind of surprised they got rid of it, because they still run the edgy teenage programming in the same time slot. I'm actually kind of surprised they got rid of it. I mean, in fact, the stuff that they run now is a little edgier than the stuff they were running, because I remember it used to be Yu-Gi-Oh, Ninja Turtles, and something else in the Toonami block, and then you know, they got rid of the Toonami block and they got stuff like Total Drama Island and stuff like that, which was, it's like, if you're running the same kind of programming in the same block, why get rid of it altogether? But,
well, you know, Total Drama Island and Total Drama Action, they're okay, because they're pretty much spoofing all reality TV.
Yes.
And I think that's funny as hell, but, you know, the rest of it, outside of that, and outside of, like I said before, the Superhero Squad show, and of course Tom and Jerry, I really can't watch any stuff. But I mean, you know, on Toonami, you got stuff like Cats and Voltron, in the East, Reboot, the Justice League shows, Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Batman Beyond. I mean, all these great cartoons, and yet they closed the and then they shut the damn thing down.
What's? I didn't know that Big O was originally on Toonami.
Yep.
Wow. I only saw that on Adult Swim. That's why it surprises me. But I guess that was 2001, and Adult Swim didn't start until 2001.
Yeah.
See, some of the stuff I never, in the Toonami, I never really watched any of it.
Yeah, some of it I never watched, like Astro Boy and Duel Masters and all those card game shows. I can't stand those things. Megas XLR, I have no idea what the hell that is.
Oh, that was a good show. It's not, I mean, that wasn't a show specifically made by Cartoon Network, but I remember that show. That was a good one.
One Piece, oh my god, that's the last thing we need is pirates and cartoons. Just put in Captain Hook and give somebody a green suit and we have Peter Pan all over again.
Never saw it. I watched a lot of anime, I just never saw it.
Yeah.
Bobo, that was on? Wow. I can't believe that was on Toonami. Probably a lot of this, though, looking at it, is probably heavily edited.
It probably is, yeah. The only ones that aren't really edited are, the, like I said, the Justice League stuff.
To edit out of those.
The Transformers stuff probably isn't edited, I don't think, unless it's for time, or I don't think it would be edited for content.
I'm pretty sure anything American made or made for like the American television in the first place was not heavily edited. I'm anime, no matter what it is, really no matter what it is, oftentimes is really can be risque in portions that, you know, people on American television would be like, oh my god, I can't believe they did that.
You know, that's another thing that pisses me off. People have never gotten, you know, I was born in 1980. I grew up watching G.I. Joe, Transformers, Mask, Thundercats, Voltron, Silverhawks, kind of, you know, stuff like that, Turtles.
Yep.
You know, I never once ever wanted to become violent from seeing these cartoons. I knew the difference between the fact that it's just a show and it's fake, and that it isn't real, whereas a lot of people didn't see that it wasn't in, you know, let their kids act it out and every other fucking thing. And that's what pisses me off about this whole, you know, Mothers Against Cartoon Violence and all this, you know, crazy crap.
Well, this is an entirely other topic. I mean, this is something a lot about, because I agree. I grew up with all that stuff, too. I never once stepped outside of reality and thought that, you know, what they did. There was what's really weird, I think this is the first time I've ever said this on a podcast, and openly admitted it to however many listeners you have, but when I watched the original Ninja Turtles movie, yes, it was violent, and yes, it resulted in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 being a little cheesier than the first one, but for some reason, when I watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first one, in my kid brain, for some reason, I thought they were actually like injuring these people. And it's weird because part of me knew that there were people in those turtle suits. Like, I didn't think the turtles were real. For some reason, I was like, why would these people just sign up to get their butts whooped? You know, but it never made me go, oh, it's okay to go beat the crap out of somebody. I just, in my head, I was like, oh, somebody signed up to have the crap beat out of them for this movie. You know, they signed waivers or whatever. But it's really weird that my adolescent brain, my childlike brain was able to comprehend the fact that, oh, they signed up for this and it wasn't, and that makes it so that, you know, that what they do in the movie is okay, but it's not okay for me to just go beat the crap out of somebody.
Right.
I also grew up, you know, this kind of stuff comes up all the time with video games. I mean,
oh yeah.
I grew up with, and my parents bought me Mortal Kombat. I mean, they didn't even know what it was. They bought me Mortal Kombat 2, and that was like a big deal. I mean, that's one of the reasons that Mortal Kombat is one of the reasons for the rating systems for games nowadays anyways. But my parents bought it for me. I never went out once and tried to rip someone's heart out of their chest, you know? I don't know if it was just because my parents were a little more observant of what I was doing. I mean, they knew what was on TV and stuff. They would tell me not to watch. They actually told me not to watch The Simpsons. And to this day, I have seen a couple episodes of The Simpsons, and I absolutely hate it. But you know, maybe they saved me from watching it from the beginning. When like most people, they watch a show and it becomes like their ritual to watch that show. It's like. Kind of like, how many people are still watching The Simpsons because it's their Sunday night ritual versus watching it because it's actually good or not good or whatever? Like,
The Simpsons is a completely other topic that, I mean, I'll say this. My stepmother didn't want me to watch it, but I watched it anyway because I never really found The Simpsons. At first, it was one of those craze things where it was like, oh, it's so popular at the time. And, you know, Simpsons mania was everywhere. 90, 91, 92, everywhere.
Right.
It was Bart Simpson t-shirts, Bart Simpson video games, Simpsons clothes, pajamas, mugs, suitcases, just everywhere. The first, I would say, about 5, 6, maybe 7 seasons of that show are okay, and they are actually good, but nowadays, that show sucks.
I was just pointing out how like my parents like how observant they were. I mean, there's like other instances too where you know the parents rent the rated R movie and watch it before their kids do, and then you know they'll decide if their kids can watch it. I remember the only way I was able to watch RoboCop 2 was after they watched it, and I had to watch it with them. And
oh, really?
there was one scene in that movie. I mean, I know what the scene is, but there was one scene in that movie that they told me not to watch it. They told me to close my eyes. And honest to God, to this day, I've watched that movie maybe 3 or 4 times since then on my own. Have not watched that scene. I know where it is. It's just like, oh, don't watch this. I know what it is. I know what happens. I've never seen it visualized. I've always heard it. So it's just, but it's just kind of like one of those things. But I've never had, you know, playing Grand Theft Autos and stuff like that, never had the urge to go out and run somebody over with a car. No cartoon ever gave me. I mean, cartoons. They gave me the ability to, they inspired my imagination. Go outside and play with the neighborhood kids and pretend to be your favorite character, but don't kill anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like that Justice League Unlimited episode where, oh, God, I forget which one it is. It's the one with really, really random characters. Shining Knight, Vigilante, oh, God. It's like all the B characters from the Unlimited part where, oh, I think it was the episode where Eileen gets turned into a monster.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. It's where the kids don't know who these superheroes are.
Right, exactly. And then by the end, they're all having these plastic swords saying, oh, I'm Shining Knight, or no, I'm Vigilante. You know, it's that type of thing where it's like, yeah, you can go out with, you know, plastic things. And, you know, that kind of also ties into toy companies making toys that look real. I don't know who said it. Somebody said something about a news story about a kid who had a toy gun who was on his lawn or on his sidewalk or whatever and was like just kind of like, you know, kids will just hold a gun out and point it at just like really nobody but like a toy gun, obviously. But,
yeah.
And they'll just like run around in circles. Well, apparently a police officer was driving by then, thought the kid had a real gun, ended up shooting the kid, and it turned out to be a toy gun. But it's just one of those things where cartoons and movies and video games, all that stuff, I knew was fake. I knew it was a fantasy. Honestly, video games are the best way for me to vent my rage. So instead of me going out and getting a gun and shooting somebody because I'm pissed at them, I'll get on my computer and I'll just blow some cops up on Grand Theft Auto.
I'll be on that one. There was one night I was office like a complete douche to me and my friends, and we just went home and played State of Emergency on the PS2 and just, you know, beat the crap out of as many security guards as we possibly could. But I never had the urge to go out and, like, shoot a cop because a cop was a dick to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand why all of a sudden it's the... But, you know, this has been ongoing. It's sort of like with music back in, like, the 60s and 70s, and, you know, then it's kind of like... For a little while it was movies, and then... My big complaint with the censorship and all this stuff is, like, it's okay to see somebody being decapitated or gutted or however much gore you want to put in something, but God forbid you see a set of boobs on TV. Oh, my God, that is the thing that sets me off the most. And it makes me sound like a pervert, but come on. I'd rather my son or daughter see a naked human being on TV than night after night of news or, you know, that's just me. I'm more offended by that stuff than I am by, you know, the human form. It just baffles my mind how backwards things are.
Yeah.
There's a really good episode of South Park about that. I don't remember exactly what happened, but somebody, it has to do with what we're talking about right now. The South Park kids were at a fair, and there was a vendor there selling ancient weapons, like samurai swords and that. And the kids all bought them, playing around with them with the other neighborhood kids, and then one of the kids accidentally throws one of the stars, for real, and hits one of the other kids in the eye. Wanting to get in trouble with their parents, they about to get this kid's eye fixed without having to tell their parents. Anyways, the kids are still playing this game, thinking they have these powers while they're still trying to do this thing. And Cartman, at the very end, the kid that has the eye, that has his eye poked out, there's this big auction going on in town, right? And all the parents are there and everything. Well, the kid walks up, the kid that's got a Chinese star stuck in his eye walks up on stage, and they're like, all the parents are like, ugh. And then, like, Cartman, he's like, I have the power of invisibility. I'll go up there and get the kid off the stage, right? So Cartman strips down naked and goes and walks across the stage. Well, you know, he's thinking he's invisible, God. Right? But he's not. And what's really funny is the next scene, they're holding a town hall, and it's not about the kid getting his eye poked out.
It's about Cartman being naked.
Naked on stage. And I'm like, that is fucked up. But that's the way our society is. You know, oh my God, it's a naked child or a naked anything versus the guy that's got a Chinese star stuck in his eye. That's the worst thing. I was like, wow, that was a great way to capture that whole thing, because, you know, that's how kids are. You know, I remember there weren't, I'm not going to say my childhood was accidentless, acting like, you know, the superheroes, you know, from Marvel Comics and DC and stuff. I mean, I did my fair share of stupid stuff. But my parents never turned around and blamed the media or the shows that I was watching.
Yeah, it's... Getting back to Cartoon Network, I don't know. It's just one of those things where... I don't like where they're going.
No, it seems to be a lot more... PC.
Well, it's not even so much PC. It's more to the point of they're alienating their older audience. Like they're shoving all of us over onto Boomerang. Now, Boomerang, I love Boomerang. The Boomerang channel, that's awesome because it has all the classic cartoons that are no longer showing on Cartoon Network. Like, well, Tom and Jerry still shows on Cartoon Network, but like Tom and Jerry, Flintstones, Jetsons, all, you know, all the classic cartoons. And it also has Cartoon Network's, some of their original series like Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab, and some of their earlier stuff. I love that part of Cartoon Network, but the Cartoon Network channel in general, it just saddens me. Every time I hear a commercial for their CN Real show, Destroy, Build, Destroy, oh my God, I want to just, my eye is just like going to pop out of my head. Just like, Jesus fucking Christ, that's the best you can fucking do? Oh God.
Well, you know, the last show I watched on there was Total Drama Island. The one I really, really, really enjoyed before that was
So you can't even think about it. It's been so long.
Seen that? Because it's not here anymore.
Yeah.
But I remember watching that show. The writing was so witty. I mean, recording some of those shows on TiVo, I could literally rewind off for like 10 minutes at some of the stuff that was in there. And you know, it's kind of like the writing was kind of Pixar-ish, where they, you know, they've got the innuendo in there, but it's very kid-oriented stuff. So it's like, yeah, you can, you know, they were able to air it at like 3, 4, 5 p.m. But if you were, you know, an adult and you were home at 3, 4, 5 p.m., you could watch that and laugh your ass off.
What show was this again?
Or Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh yeah.
But that, you know, it's got the same writing as, that came from, Greg McCracken.
Yeah, Greg McCracken, yeah. Same writing as, like, Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab and stuff like that, yeah.
I mean, they're three totally different shows, but I'm kind of surprised that you like Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab, but you were never able to get into Samurai Jack.
It's anime.
It's not any more anime than Powerpuff
Girls. No, Samurai Jack is the closest to anime that I can think of on Cartoon Network that I would actually watch. And, you know...
Well, I have to disagree with you there. I think Justice League is closer to anime than...
Okay, you're nuts.
Samurai Jack.
Justice League is nowhere near anime.
Do you think Avatar The Last Airbender
is
anime?
It is. It just is. Justice League is not anime. Justice League is along the same lines as Superman the Animated Series, Batman the Animated Series, same animators, same people that created that show.
It's same animators, but, you know, Last Airbender is made in Canada. So how is that anime?
Well, I didn't say it was Japanime. I just said it was anime. I mean, we can have anime anywhere.
Well, That's another discussion some other time maybe, I guess, but like Samurai Jack isn't anime to me. It's no more, the animation is the same as what you would see in Foster's or Powerpuff Girls or I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't inspired by, like the action sequences in it are inspired by, but the art and stuff is not any more or less anime than Powerpuff Girls or Dexter's Lab. Mm. But what's really funny though is Powerpuff. I can watch Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab, and that is the style of anime that I actually hate. The one where, you know, they do like the little teary eye, or you know, they do the emoticon next to the person's face when they get enraged or whatever. Or like even Teen Titans was very anime.
I hate Teen Titans. I hate Teen Titans.
That's right, because it was produced by Bruce Timm.
No, actually,
he's the executive producer on a lot of the shows.
There was a couple where he had nothing to do with them.
I'm watching the series now. He's actually executive producer on quite a few.
No, I'm not saying he's not, but there were a few where he was not at all in any way, shape, or form attached to them. Like, the only reason why Static Shock and Zeta are in the DC Animated Universe is because they tied it in with And Justice League.
I'm not saying that Teen Titans is part of the DCAU. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
I don't think Teen Titans is part of the DCAU.
I don't think it is either. I don't think it's in continuity either, but I listened to a podcast, World's Finest Podcast, where they're covering every single show, every single episode of the DC Animated Universe, starting with Batman the Animated Series, going all the way up to Justice League Unlimited. They're currently on their Justice League coverage, and up next is Teen Titans, and...
Well, they're wrong.
Well, there was a whole debate on their forums at Earth2.net about it, but it's just one of those things where the only character that I actually do like in that show is Robin. The rest of them...
I like Starfire and Raven.
Well, the only reason why...
You keep cutting out. I don't know if I keep cutting out, too, but you keep
cutting out. Yeah, I think Skype is acting up with us. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, to each their own, really. But just, like, when you have a network that is supposed to be all cartoons, I would expect to like or at least be interested in more than just two shows.
I agree.
I mean, come on. That's...
But the two shows that you like don't even interest me, so...
Well, and that's fine. I'm saying in general, yeah. Though... Talking about cartoons.
You're lucky you have two.
Huh?
I have none. as far as I know, they're not airing. They don't air Dexter's Lab anymore on Cartoon Network.
Over
they don't air.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't air Foster's Home new anymore. Anyways, they don't air Samurai Jack. They aren't airing Jendy Tarkovsky's Clone Wars, given that it's too short anymore. They aren't airing. You know, one thing I will say about Cartoon Network, though, right now, it's they're using Jendy Tarkovsky's character designs, but Star Wars The Clone Wars on Cartoon Network is actually really good.
Yeah, I can't get into the whole Star Wars thing anymore. I'm so sick of Lucas trying to make more money on the damn thing.
It's not him that's doing it, though. That's the great part. It's not, he has, I mean... I'm not sure how much say he has and what goes on, but
I don't know either. But it's his characters from his books and from his movies, and it bears the Star Wars name. And I'm sure Lucas Films or Lucas Arts or whatever is involved somehow. So yeah, no.
Well, you'd be so like I. There was a lot of insight into the way things go down at Lucas Films and Lucas Arts when the game. The Force Unleashed was coming up, and some of the press, they said the press coverage was, you know, they wrote the story, and all they had to do is they got it okayed by Lucas on, like, the second pass. I mean, basically, they had complete freedom to tell whatever story they want with the character and to do whatever they wanted with the universe. All they had to do was get approval by Lucas. Like,
yeah.
And I think that's the same way it is with the series, because as far as I'm concerned, the Clone Wars series is way better than episodes 1, 2, and 3 put together. I watch it, you know, it's one of the shows that I download, and I wish that I had a Nielsen box or something, because it's great. The animation is good, the scripting is good. I'm not saying it's without its faults, because Star Wars as itself has some faults on its own, but... That's one show, I guess, that I'll watch right now, but I won't watch it on TV. I'll download it.
Yeah.
One of my other shows, though, was Venture Brothers on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good show. I don't know if you ever saw that.
No, I haven't seen Venture Brothers. I've heard a lot about it, but I don't know. I've never actually watched it.
I think if you ever liked Johnny Quest at all.
I like the original Johnny Quest, not the new.
That's what I'm saying. I think you would like Venture Brothers. In fact, I think if you just caught a couple, if you gave it a couple episodes, you might actually like, because it's like it's Venture Brothers, like it's a parody of the Quest Brothers, right? But they parody so many other things inside of just that show, and it all makes sense, and it's very funny, very very funny. But that's Adult Swim and not Cartoon Network. And it's been, I think it was established back in 2005 that Adult Swim is actually its own network now. So, I guess the fact that they, I know as far as Nielsen goes and like TV ratings at like 10 o'clock, whenever Adult Swim starts, the ratings stop for Cartoon Network and they get applied towards Adult Swim. So the fact that Adult Swim was actually adding live action programming to its lineup is, I guess, okay, given the fact that it's not Cartoon Network anymore. But the fact that Adult Swim started with adult-oriented cartoons still kind of rubs me the wrong way that they're throwing in live-action stuff. And I think that's where the difference is. Like, you, the opinions you have about Cartoon Network, I think I have the same opinions about Adult Swim. I don't really care for Cartoon Network. I haven't for a long time. But, you know, it bothered me when they started adding live-action stuff to Adult Swim, and now they're doing it to Cartoon Network, and that bothers you. So it's like,
see, I didn't really mind. All right, like, take their Flick Picks or Sunday Night Flicks or whatever the hell it is, where, like I was saying earlier, they show one movie every Sunday night at 7 p.m., whether it be Spider-Man 2, whether it be Race from Witch Mountain or whatever. You know, I don't mind that if it's like once a week, but they have an entire night. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's a for cartoons, not live-action bullshit.
Well, what I really miss about Cartoon Network, and they haven't had this for a long time. Do you remember their counter-programming for the Super Bowl for kids?
No.
It was, oh my God, it was amazing. I actually watched this 2 years in a row. I watched this both years that it was on instead of watching the Super Bowl. The first year, they get the actual commentators, like John Madden and who's the other guy, Al Michaels?
Yeah.
They got both of those guys and like a bunch of other like ESPN sports analysts and stuff. And they took, the first year was, I think the first year was Tom and Jerry, and what they did is they played episodes from the cartoon, and they'd be like, stop, and they'd analyze what Tom had done or what Jerry had done. They'd draw on the screen.
Wasn't that the Slugfest or something?
You know, they called it two different things, but it was counter-programming to the Super
Bowl. Right, I'm starting to remember it.
The second year was even better because it was Roadrunner versus Coyote.
Yep.
And they did it, as far as I know, they only did it for 2 years, and I waited on the third year for it to happen, and it didn't, and I remember I was very disappointed, and I'm still disappointed to this day that they don't do that, because not only was it original programming, it was a new way to watch the old stuff.
Yeah.
That made it, like, relevant, I guess. It was funny. I mean, I loved watching this, and they had, like, the halftime, it went right along with the Super Bowl. It was great. Like, if you had kids, I would imagine it was, like, the greatest thing if you're trying to have a Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I kind of remember that a little bit. You know, it's funny. No one in the United States will run Looney Tunes in reruns anymore because supposedly they are too, the cartoons are too racial or whatever. The only time Cartoon Network has been running them recently is they've been doing a New Year's Day marathon, and even then the cartoons are edited.
Yeah, I
sucks.
That was another one of the shows that I was not allowed to watch growing up. So I have no, but I have no.
Yeah, again, you know, it all goes back to what you grew up on.
The wacko ones, like the Looney Tunes, where they we're talking about old school Looney Tunes. Or are we talking about the ones that came out like around?
No, we're not talking about Tiny Toons. We're talking about Looney Tunes. 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Daffy Duck.
Okay, now I know what one you're talking about. What? It's not Tiny. Is it Tiny Toons? Is it the one? It's the one with like Wacko and Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
What is
that? That's Noel. Animaniacs was.
That's the
Animaniacs one. Was Wacko and Pinky and the Brain. Tiny Toons was Buster Babs, Montana Max, Elmira, Dizzy Devil.
Okay. I got it now.
Dodo.
Yeah, I remember, and maybe if I watched them, I could pick up on some of the racial stuff. But when it was airing on there, like early on Cartoon Network, I don't remember anything ever.
Well,
being...
that's because they were probably edited. I have the DN that they have disclaimers by Whoopi Goldberg. actually, I think it's the first three volumes. But I just. I don't know if it's me where I just can't see the jokes. Maybe, like, say, Tom and Jerry's a perfect example. Say Jerry lights a firecracker and explodes in Tom's face and you get a black face or a brown face. That was probably considered a racial joke. But I don't know.
To me, that's what I expect to happen if something blows up in someone's face.
Yeah.
people are going to see what they want to see.
Yeah.
You're not going to, it's, whether we think it's, you know, it's there or not, someone else is going to think it's there, and then someone else is going to think it's there. I the most recent episode of South Park actually tackled that same thing too, which was really funny. But I won't go into what that is. People can watch that on their own. But yeah, it was pretty funny to watch that episode. I mean, someone wrote a book. I'll just say that someone wrote a book, and it was supposed to be the most disgusting book ever made, and it was. You know, but people were reading it, and they were getting like, oh, is this supposed to be like a thing on the war, or does this passage have anything to do with like healthcare reform? It's like, but none of that stuff was in the book. And the book was written solely to be the most disgusting thing ever. But people were reading the book and finding whatever meaning they wanted to find in the book.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can do that. That happens with any media. You know, it's like people are going to find whatever they want. And then once someone finds it, someone else is going to see it. And someone else is going to see it. It's kind of like, it goes all the way back to like the Disney animated movies where people are like, oh, they're putting all this crap in them. Everybody's the only thing I ever saw anything in was Little Mermaid.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard not to miss a penis as part of the castle.
Well, there's Little Mermaid, and then I heard the thing in Aladdin, and that was it.
I never knew the thing in Aladdin. I'll have to ask Kevin, my Tooncast co-host, about that. But I did see the thing in Lion King.
No, see, Disney actually came public with that, and then I remember that.
No, I don't care what Disney came public with. I saw it.
It says SFX.
No, it didn't say S. No, it didn't say XXXX.
I didn't say XXX.
It's spelled out sex in the Stardust.
I didn't see that. I saw SFX.
No, it wasn't SFX. It was SEX.
See, I think that's just one of those urban myths. Like because this thing was done when Pocahontas was coming out, because there was something with like when Pocahontas was like tumbling down a hill.
Uh-huh.
Like you're supposed to get a nice upskirt shot if you pause it at the right moment. And so they went back through and they were looking at all of the they pointed out the Aladdin one, and they were very upfront. They were like, "Yes, this stuff is there, but the thing in the Lion King is not what you all think it is." They did it because they were showing off the computer animation. Like, look, we do dust particles now in computer animation.
Yeah, well, those dust particles spelled out the word sex.
I didn't see it. I saw SFX.
No.
If you chose to see the last thing on the E, that's just you.
No, I saw the E. And whenever I get, when we get to when we get back to the Disney Animation Spotlight in Tooncast, when we get to Lion King, I will find, by that time I will have the Lion King on DVD, and I will get a screen grab of this, and I guarantee you it says sex.
You know, I'm going to wait. A DVD screen grab or not, I'm going to wait until it hits Blu-ray to actually see this. Because if it's there, it will be very obvious on Blu-ray.
All right. Well, do we have anything else to say about Cartoon Network's decline in the last couple of years?
No, I actually think this is something that I agree with.
It sucks. Cartoon Network, fight you and actually get people that actually know stuff about real cartoons. With the exception of the Superhero Squad show. thank you for joining us here on GeekCast Radio. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Where can they find the Lunch Table besides on our own website?
TheLunchroom.net and on iTunes under The Lunch Table.
Okay. Visit our website, GeekCastRadio.com. Join our forums, PredaconEmpire.com/Nexus. Leave the show feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter, GeekCast Radio. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
It's twitter.com/BoothNinja81.
You have a Facebook fan page now, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't know the direct link to that.
Well, I just tell people what to search for.
Just search for the lunch table, but it's not the restaurant.
You can become a fan of ours. Just search Geekcast Radio Network. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Geekcast Radio. Wish you'll join us next time. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Michael Powers.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Later.
Only on Cartoon Network.